have that as a part of the service. So.
Any other social groups or community groups that you were involved in Roswell or are still involved in Roswell area?
Oh, I'm a Mason, and I'm still involved in Roswell Masonic Lodge, and I'm also still a 32nd degree Mason with the Scottish Rite, mm-hmm. and belong to the Valley of Atlanta, and I'm a Shriner. I help collect monies for the Scottish Rite. I mean the Shriners Hospitals for the crippled and burned children. We have two different hospitals, mm-hmm. that we've actually support. And I've collected about $70,000, you know, for supporting those hospitals, and that's one of my main activities that I get involved in. And I was also one of the shrine clowns at the circus out here in Marietta every year. And we also attend shrine parades in different locations of different cities around.
Did it take a lot of preparation to be a shrine clown? Does that take a lot of training?
You have to get some certain amount of schooling, mm-hmm. to learn what you can do and can't do. And, that you actually pick like a tramp clown or just a regular clown, mm-hmm. or different types of clowns. And you learn to actually perform at that particular type of clown. And you also, learn how to twist balloons into different animals and do some tricks with the kids and all that type of thing.
Your grandkids must have liked that you could do all the balloon animals.
Oh, yeah. And we always used to give out candy, and stuff like that.
So, coming back a little bit.
Still do, really.
could you take me on a verbal tour of what your house in Roswell looked like? Your one, maybe when you were younger, maybe when you came back when you were 12, what that house looked like? What did you see when you came in the front door? What kind of rooms did you have?
Oh, well, we didn't come back to the same house. Well, where I was born, it was a home with a basement in it, and it had all of the living area up top, and the bottom part was, just for storage and canned goods and things. And it was a kind of a typical farmhouse at that time, because it was in the early years, just prior to electrification in the area. And finally, it was converted into being electrified. It had the regular fireplace that you burned firewood in, mm-hmm. for heat, and you had wood stoves that you cooked with, things like that. And there was no air conditioning, so it was kind of, based on today's standards, is kind of primitive. Mm-hmm. But and the house, when we moved back, we moved away in almost mid-30s. Mm-hmm. And when we moved back, it was around 1942. The types of homes were improved a little, but not much. They still had, they had some electricity, mm-hmm. at that time. But you still heated with either what they call potbelly stoves or fireplaces. Mm-hmm. And we had a wood stove that my mother cooked on. Later on, she got a kerosene stove. And then later on, electric stove, of course. But it was, went through that type of change, mm-hmm. to the houses type we have today. When I moved away in the service, of course, that was a 6-year period there that I relied on.